Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
Daar is hevige verkeer in Houghton in 'n tyd op die M1 Noord in die rigting van die Afdelaan afrit. Dan daai ongeluk in Bedford View by N12R24 Wes. Dit veroorsaak ook verkeer. Alle bane is oop, maar verkeer is baie swaar.
Dit gaan baie warm word oor die noordelike dele van Gauteng en in die Noordwes en uiters warm oor die Laagveld. Ook 'n baie hoë brandgevaar en dit kan wees oor die suidelike dele van die Noordwes en in die Vrystaat. Pretoria, Polokwane en Rustenburg op na 32, Johannesburg 30, Mbombela 31 en Emalahleni 29. As dit by die nuus kom, elektrisiteitsminister Gosentra Magopa sal die media vanoggend op hoogte bring van die stand van die landse kragnetwerk. Ons nader nou die vierde week sonder beurtkrag, die langste tyd nog sedert Junie 2022. Eskom sê so sake nou staan, is daar ook geen rede om te waarsku van moontlike beurtkrag nie. En Europa het in 2023 'n rekord aantal dae gehad met uiterste hitte, nog 'n teken dat die kontinent moet regmaak vir erger somers wat gaan kom. Die EU se Copernicus klimaatveranderingsdiens en die VN se wêreldmeteorologiese organisasie sê in 'n nuwe verslag verskeie natuurrampe soos hittegolwe, katastrofiese oorstromings, erge droogtes en uiterste storms en veldbrande het miljarde dollars in skade aangerig verlede jaar en 'n impak gehad op die lewens van meer as 2 miljoen mense op in Europa. Die verslag is uitgereik op Aardedag wat vandag herdenk word. Ek's Gerda de Souza, meer nuus om 9.
Well, Manchester United supporters this morning will still be catching their collective breath after the Red Devils blew a 3-0 lead and then needed a last-gasp winner from Championship side Coventry to be overturned before scraping into the FA Cup final with a 4-2 penalty shootout victory where they will once again meet Manchester City. In the league, Liverpool got their title challenge back on track with a 3-1 win at Fulham, moving level on points with the leaders Arsenal. But the destiny of the title remains in Manchester City's hands. The Citizens are just 1 point behind the top two with a game in hand. Elsewhere yesterday, Crystal Palace romped to a 5-2 rout of West Ham. Everton a step closer to survival after a 2-0 win over Forest. Jude Bellingham snatched a Real Madrid a dramatic 3-2 El Clasico win over champions Barcelona yesterday. It takes Los Blancos 11 points clear at the top of La Liga with just 6 matches remaining. Two results from the IPL list yesterday. The Gujarat Titans beat Punjab Kings by 3 wickets, while the Kolkata Knight Riders survived a late charge by Royal Challengers Bengaluru to win a thriller by just 1 run. And Max Verstappen rounded off a dominant weekend with victory in the first Chinese Grand Prix for 5 years yesterday, extending his championship lead a day after romping to a sprint victory. He finished 13.7 seconds ahead of McLaren's Lando Norris. The Red Bull of Sergio Perez was in third. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's your Jack of Sport.
Jack Red FM plays more.
It must be exhausting always.
Ain't Texas, ooh. Ain't no hold 'em. Hey. So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus, ooh. And throw your keys up.
Hey.
Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Ooh. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a,
hey.
Come take it to the floor now.
Woo!
There's a tornado,
ooh, a tornado
in my city,
in my city.
In the basement,
basement.
That ain't pretty,
pretty.
Rugged whiskey.
We're surviving.
A break of kisses, sweet redemption, passing time, yeah.